Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. This is Yaffe filling in for Phil Williams. He'll be back next week. Copper is here as well. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about me, you can listen to my show, The Yaffe Program, right here on WVNN, 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. And of course, check out the podcast. So, Copper, I noticed you posted something on Facebook, and I found it very interesting.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Story, the headline is, Three Ways to Become the Godly Elders Today's Youth Need and Want to Follow. And of course, this caught my attention because a report came out this week by the Surgeon General that there's a mental health crisis among the country's youth. And I think one of the reasons is because the lack of God in our society. But why did you decide to post that story?
Yeah, well, in my own life, I've sort of had some frustrations with elders not being interested in teaching me and discipling me. I've been to multiple churches in 5 states, and only 2 people have ever offered to disciple me. Pastor's daughter, you know, leader of my campus ministry, been to scores of churches, and no interest. And so I really appreciated that article, that it wasn't pointing fingers, but it was sharing very insightfully why it is that the youth are disillusioned with their elders and might not want to sit in church and listen to their sermon if their elders show no interest in getting to know them or discipling them outside, just talking at them.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad to hear. I mean, you would hope that they would be willing to disciple. And was it that, when you say disciple, I mean, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, sorry, that's Christianese. So,
I mean, I knew what you meant, but I didn't explain it.
So it means coming alongside somebody, teaching them what it means to be a Christian, sharing your wisdom, listening to their experiences, and just walking together in your faith. And I feel like that's what we need more of in our society. And instead of pointing fingers, saying you ignored us or you're just, you know, a whippersnapper and you're just running around doing your own thing.
Those young whippersnappers.
There are better ways to,
better ways to reach out to the youth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's an excellent point because yes, we have the mental health crisis. I mean, they said in the past year, suicide attempts by young girls has gone up 51%, which is just insane to think about.
Yeah.
So this is especially a problem now, but especially a problem for girls, for young girls, it sounds like. And so, I mean, what do you think is the issue here of why maybe some Christian leaders or Christians in general or even mentors are not willing to mentor enough?
I really don't know. I think maybe part of it is that leaders not only need to teach people in the rising generation, but they need to teach them how to lead in turn. So it's possible that this started 2 generations back, that the people who discipled or taught our parents' generation taught them well, but they didn't teach them how to lead. And so it's possible that our parents and our uncles and our, you know, so on, they don't know how to disciple, that they were discipled, but they don't know how to do it to us.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a really good point. And it's something, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in the church. I believe the church is important. Obviously, the church throughout history has done a lot of good, but I do think some of the issues in our society reveals a failure of the church because the church was meant to be that light for the community. And sometimes as Christians, we kind of hold ourselves in a box and we're afraid to be that light. And in order to better help the community, you have to go out there and mentor. Now, looking at the list that was on this article, it's from Christianity Today. And yes, I know we're talking about faith, but I know Phil Williams doesn't mind doing that.
Nope.
we don't separate church and station here at WVNN. And I think it's important because it does relate to the news, what's going on with young people in the country. Number one on the list was meet them where they are. So the article's about how to help be an elder to someone. Number one was elders need to be willing to meet today's youth on their turf instead of demanding that they come to ours. Start by serving, not demanding. Living and walking along with them, not just talking to them. That's kind of interesting because it is true that when it comes to adult and youth, sometimes there's like a big a big gulf. There's a big wide, I don't know, cliff or something. Number two on the list was be worth listening to. Says we need to behave like elders worthy of honor, living lives that people want to emulate, following Jesus with such joy, passion, and hopefulness that others can't help but be drawn to him as well. You know, this is really interesting because it's not just important, I think, for mentoring young people. I think it's important as a Christian in general. You know, as Christians, we're called to be holy, which is to be set apart, to rise above. And I think a lot of times, even in the church, but even mentors, we're too busy trying to be like the world instead of being rising above the culture. So it's like, why are they going to go to your church, or why are they going to see you as something to emulate if you're just like everybody else? You know, if you're trying to be a leader, trying to inspire someone, you're not going to inspire someone by just acting like everyone else in the culture. Part of inspiring them is acting more like Jesus and acting more like we should act. Not obviously with humility, because we're not perfect, but... And number three on the list, help them be like Jesus, not like us. Kind of goes back to what we were saying and you were saying. The goal of an elder or a Christian mentor is not to help the next generation become more like us. It's to help them become more like Jesus. The only way we can do that is becoming more Christ-like ourselves. Seems to be a common theme here, by the way. Which, you know, it's also a common theme in the Bible. So I guess it's...
That one hit hard, though, because that's the biggest complaint you often hear from older generations. Like, why are they so X? Why can't they do it like this? Why can't they be like us rather than...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, and that's happened throughout history. But,
sure.
But there is a certain extent, like, what is wrong with kids? Why can't they be more like me? And it's like, have you looked at yourself in the mirror? You know? Maybe that's not what you should. Instead of pointing to yourself, maybe they are being like you. Maybe in a way. I mean, they don't want to say that, but you know, maybe
by being self-centered, we are being like you.
Exactly. Maybe you should, if you're going to be a mentor to someone else, actually point to the one who is better, which is Jesus, obviously. But it's interesting. I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did that. So I didn't know that about you, so I learned something about you.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do think, because I know people, you know, I've worked with youth groups a lot in my life.
Yeah.
And it was so important to me. You know, church working with me as a youth, I mean, affected me in such a profound way. I would not be who I am without that. And it's like, oh, you know, maybe we should try to do that for the next generation. So interesting way to end the show. Copper, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Today. This has been Yaffe filling in for Phil Williams. I know he posts the podcast every day on the website, WVNN.com, rightsideradio.com. You can follow Phil Williams on Twitter and follow me on Twitter as well. And, well, catch me back Monday morning here on WVNN, 9 to 11 a.m. on the Yaffe program. Have a great weekend. Talk to you again soon.